self-destruct time, bitch!
Boils and ghouls,
boys and girls.
You're listening to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror comedy podcast.
Yeah, it's hosted by three legit horror heads, where we just kind of do everything celebrating the best genre, horror.
Yeah, and you can be a part of the action by reaching out to us on social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Horny for Horror. That's Horny, the number four, horror. If you've never listened before, hi, I'm Mono.
I am Betsy.
I am Adam. Folks, today is a special day. We have a guest joining us today. We're going to talk about a film franchise loved by all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a fan of horror, you have drooled over the death scenes in the series Final Destination.
Right. Your Final Destination. And penises have become engorged with blood when they watch the movies in this series.
Yeah.
When you see these teens destroyed, that's exactly what happens. So because we're talking about the Final Destination franchise, we figured, hey, we all know someone who is considered the leading expert in the Final Destination franchise.
He
our
has
dear
his,
friend.
Our dear friend who has an MFA in Final Destination filmology from DeVry.
From DeVry.
But not like the good DeVry you're thinking of. It was
no,
not
this
the
one dude DeVry. Named DeVry.
Kenny DeVry.
Kenny DeVry.
Kenny DeVry. He's on the corner of Vine and Melrose.
That's right. His right real last name is The Fry, but he prefers going by DeVry.
D-A. Yeah.
DeVry. Yeah.
And it's space. Ladies and gentlemen, graduate of DeVry Institute, Steve Slaga.
Hello.
Yay!
One quick correction. I'm so sorry, Mono. Oh, I don't have an MFA. It's an MFD. It's a Master's in Final Destination.
Oh!
That's why he's here.
But I am a horny number four it.
Yeah.
Yes. We love it. Thanks for being here, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having
Steve, we're
me.
So excited you're
are
here.
Are my volumes? Are my levels good?
Your levels are great, Steve.
Great. I love levels.
We're so excited to have you here. We live next to each other. And yes, and we watch Final Destination a lot. We had a like night or two nights a couple years ago where we plowed through all five, I want to say. Or maybe we just watched like one and four and five. We watched a lot of Final Destination.
Yeah, we did. It's fun.
It's so great. You love it.
I do.
Before we dig deep, tell us why you like
it. Yeah.
I guess I just like the death scenes. Like, I guess it's just, it's a slasher movie, but as opposed to like there being a killer after everybody, like the killer after everybody is accidents. It's just stuff. Like it's not like Michael Myers and you're like point of view like of Michael Myers like in the yard looking at the house. It's like, oh, there's a teapot. Is that gonna be it? There's an oven mitt. Like you don't know.
Oven mitt. Oven that oven mitt.
That
death.
Oven mitt death horrifying. Every time I'm in the kitchen I think of that.
I think of it, yeah.
It's smothering you. It's always halfway down your throat. Yeah. Mono has to pull it out. It is crazy to think about it that way, where it's like, well, in horror movies, the suspense is when is Jason going to break through the wall? But what if every object in the shot could potentially be the thing that goes through their head?
Yeah.
Ew.
I remember reading a review of like the first movie when it first came out, and they said it's like a horror movie version of the Highlights magazine Hidden Picture, where you're just like watching the whole time, like, what's it going to be? Where is it? Where's the thing that I'm
which
looking
is so
for?
Fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It makes it so fun watching a movie like that.
Especially as the movies go on, like those get more
because it
more.
Does get more and more elaborate every time.
Speaking of,
I was gonna say, very first DVD I ever bought was the first Final Destination.
Oh, what?
Because what I was excited for was the idea of like deleted scenes, alternate endings. So, and this was before you realize that deleted scenes are just like the same scene, but like with two extra lines of dialogue.
Yes.
Or the alternate ending was an alternate for a reason. Test groups hated it for a pretty good reason.
Do you remember an alternate ending for the first one?
Yes, the alternate ending for the first one, I believe Devon Sawa died, but Allie Larder lived because she was pregnant. Like, I believe something that's touched upon in the second one. I guess we're going to spoil all the movies. So if you haven't seen two yet, this is where you pause the podcast.
There's an off-screen
death. In the second one, they bring in the idea of like, oh, having a baby could help. And I think that's how the first ended. But it just didn't, like, it was just kind of like melodramatic. And oh, he's dead. And
it's crazy. Did you guys, I'm going to ask you guys a question because I did some research online and I found a definitive number of how many deaths overall. And I'm not talking even about death scenes. I'm talking about how many people
so like
die.
Oh my gosh, so like the bridge.
Exactly.
The bridge
Exactly. The crowd of the NASCAR.
There's a number.
How many?
Well, you guys guess.
Do we guess? Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna guess. And Price is Right rules.
Okay.
Okay. High closest to without going over.
Exactly.
75,000.
I'll guess 3,000.
Oh shit!
Because of the NASCAR, that's like a huge crowd.
Oh, you're right.
And the bridge was full of cars.
The bridge is what's
so I'll say 3,000.
Oh, okay.
I'll say 1,500. No, I'll say $1,800.
1,800.
Flight 180.
There we go.
Oh, add a zero to that.
Literally just finished watching 5 before coming here.
It's so good.
So it's very fresh.
Good. I'll say 4,000.
Okay.
You already said.
Wow, you guys all busted.
75,000.
I'm sorry.
What?
No.
Well, based on this Final Destination Wikipedia thing I found, and it like lists names of like it says 496.
Whoa.
Really?
Do you think that's not realistic?
I guess I'm prone to believe it because like somebody did the research, and I'm not willing to like
right.
do
yes.
any sort
right.
of
yeah. I'm more than happy. Like, yeah, sure. That's
but
right.
it does include 58 on the speedway.
Whoa.
Okay. See, now I'm just bummed out thinking about that person counting like frame by frame. And like, okay, realistically, I would, and like someone in the other room is like, you haven't seen your kids in weeks.
Yeah.
You please
tell them I'm dead.
Like, all they have is this, so let's not critique.
Yeah. If you know the person who counted all the deaths in Final Destination, send them our way, please. We want to meet them.
They have the MFD. They should be sitting where I am.
No, Steve, don't sell yourself short. You're the expert. It's why you're here. Was that DVD? And was it a flip DVD where you had to flip it over for the rest of the movie?
No, it was all on the front DVD.
Ooh. When I bought my first DVDs were 7 in the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
The cartoon?
Yeah. Of course. Two very similar films. And for the 7 DVD, you had to flip it to see the rest of the movie.
I remember.
Ooh. Like a little mini laser disc.
My first one was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, that's a good one. Lano?
I think it was probably Wedding Singer. Isn't that weird?
No, you love Adam Sandler. Cute.
I love Adam Sandler, and I stand by his Netflix work.
Yours was like a release of a movie that was already like out. Like Bill and Ted, it was a movie that like you already had on VHS.
Yeah. And I was so excited because I think I only had it recorded from the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, wait. It's on DVD. I gotta get it.
And how easy it is to like skip chapters and stuff. Can you still do that? I guess.
So of wonderful.
Course. On like Blu-ray. Can you still chapters?
Of course.
It was the first time you had heard it uncensored. So when he says, "What is it? Nice try, medieval dickweed."
Yeah.
You medieval dickweed.
You're like, whoa.
And then they like call each other the F word after hugging each other.
Oh that's right. A lot of gay panic.
And that's when Betsy took the DVD out. Threw it away, never watched it again.
Never, ever. I don't watch it all the time.
But when she threw that DVD out her window, it rolled up the street onto the 101 and caused a huge car accident that killed 37.
Nobody saw it coming. Nobody thought that was going to be the cause of that huge accident.
We've thought it'd be a good idea. Before we jump in, Steve has a definitive ranking.
Steve Slaga, definitive ranking.
Of the deaths of Final Destination.
Mm-hmm.
That is flawless.
The deaths? Like each individual?
Is that what you brought?
I brought just a like my 5.
Perfect.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fantastic.
If you'd like me to like go through the ranking of 180.
He has the definitive 5 best deaths in Final Destination history.
Woo!
Before we start with that, we're going to start with a broader category, which is we're going to rank our favorite openings in the Final Destination series.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
So we'll start with Steve since he's the guest.
My 5 favorite openings.
Yeah, in order. Like start at number
order
5 and
phase.
Work your way to 1.
Fuck.
Build suspense,
please.
Yeah, don't start with my favorite.
No, just like the Final Destination series.
So we're ordering the opening.
We'll all do it individually.
Okay, so my number 5.
Number 5.
My least favorite is NASCAR.
Okay.
I just think it's too rushed.
Too CGI.
Think the CGI is too, like, there's a lot of CGI in the bridge, but it works a lot better.
Yes.
I think that it's just very fast. And also it's the most, like, if you get on a freeway, we all like ride behind logs now and we're like, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Like, people are afraid of flying. People are afraid of roller coasters and bridge collapses.
Yeah.
And so NASCAR is just kind of like.
It's very scary to a subset of America.
Very much, which probably has a large crossover with Final Destination fans.
Sure.
Right. Absolutely.
Final Destination four is terrifying in a Trump country.
Yeah.
But it's just like less fun than Roller Coaster. It's like almost the same idea in my eyes, but less fun.
And also just the graphic ways people are dying. Just like everybody just seems to be getting like smashed by car parts or impaled. Like the crime scene, people are going to go and be like, from a car crash, there's a lot of people impaled on things.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of tires that are jumping thousands of feet into the air.
Yeah. And all the tires
making a
off.
Person explode.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
There's also that DVD of Bill and Ted's Adventure that cuts the guy's eyes out.
Oh, yeah. So good.
This is where it gets tough because then I love the other four.
All the other ones are all the so other ones good. I love. God, I'm getting chills.
You
thinking
must decide.
About
I know. You I'm must. I'm gonna have to say, and I mean, I wish I could make it a four-way tie, but I'm gonna have to go with
number four.
Roller Coaster. Because while I loved it, I think it could have been bigger and more outrageous.
I like that.
Could have been more to it. I loved it, but like I think it was too short for me. I think I wanted it to go on a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh.
So three Fair. Would be
number three.
Fourth.
Mano, sheesh. Fourth?
Fourth is
three
NASCAR.
Three is fourth. No, I'm saying three is fourth in order of favorite.
Right. Okay, okay.
Okay, three is four. Now I'm
four confused. Is fifth, so my, three is four.
So my third favorite.
Uh-oh, Betsy's going into a coma.
Her brain broke.
My third favorite, I'm going to have to say Bridge Collapse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. There's really no reason why, like, if you guys say it's your first favorite, I'll be like, yeah, for sure.
It has everything.
It has everything. My second, I'd say
number two.
The airplane crash, because I'm terrified of flying because of that movie. Okay. I check the fucking
snack table thing every time.
I wonder what I'll do if it's ever broken when I got on a plane. I'll probably just have to get off a plane because it's like I've always checked. Why have I always checked?
I always have that fear of like, what if it's broken? I don't check, but I'm always thinking like, what if it's broken?
I don't need that. I don't need anything else to get me in my head. I have not been doing that, and now I want to.
Don't.
My number one is the
number one
traffic pileup.
Yeah.
I think it's so good. I saw Final Destination 2 on opening night. And like after that traffic pileup, I was like, this is going to be the best movie ever. Little did I know.
You had tickets for Anaconda after that.
Exactly, yeah. It blew its wad too early.
Is it two or part three that has too many goth kids in it? It's three.
Three has
like a lot of goth kids in it. Okay.
That's the roller coaster one?
Roller coaster.
Okay. Like a lot of goth kids in the whole movie?
Yeah, there's like two or three major goth kid characters that suck, and I hate them.
Most characters suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I mean, they got to, because we got to kill them.
That's something that they forgot about. In the first film, they had more sympathetic characters.
Yeah,
like
you were
the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I almost fully agree with that. I might switch Plane and Bridge.
Fair.
Because I like Plane, and I feel like you got to give it props because it's such an early one.
I think that's why I put it.
But you know what? The first one doesn't really. Props. Does the first one have sort of the chain reaction thing? No, it's just.
No.
The plane
it's just straight up a scary
scene.
It's a very real scary thing.
It is so scary.
I might even put the Plane fourth. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so what's your ranking?
So my ranking is NASCAR.
Got it.
Plane.
Oh.
Roller coaster. Bridge. Highway.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay, so mine is NASCAR for sure, number five. Blech.
Do you hear that?
Do you hear that? Number
that
four.
The Final Destination.
3D. So bad. I think I'm going to do, NASCAR. I think roller coaster, highway, bridge, plane. The plane, it just, both the bridge, the plane, and the highway, I think of all the time.
Me too.
Whenever I'm on a plane, on a highway, or like on a bridge.
So your number one is bridge?
No, plane.
Plane is
I think because that was also just the beginning of it all for me of like, oh my God, this fucking, this is horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, get ready for my list.
I have here we go.
They're going to come out of the wood pile that burned me over this. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number five, the first one.
Oh! Uh-huh.
Because it's too short. Okay. Yeah, like it happens and it's over right away.
Yeah.
It's like, I want the chain reaction, which is what number two set in place, and then it's all from there. Number four for me is NASCAR. because it's very silly.
Too silly.
And it's too silly.
It's also very fast.
It's fast, but more happens with like the chain reaction-y stuff, and I dig that. Also, it made me laugh. Like, the Hillbilly's being crushed by tires.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the racist guy.
Yeah. Number three is the roller coaster, because it's at Magic Mountain's Viper, so it's near and dear to me. The setting is so fun, and it was just exciting. Like, roller coaster footage is exciting enough to watch them, like POV shots, but then you have people hanging off. Very fun.
And you also, like, by the third one, like, it's established. You know what's going to happen. Yeah. So you're building tension knowing
how
that
is
in the first
happen.
One, you're not, like...
And it also has a rest in it when they hang upside down. So you're sitting in the tension for a long... It's a long, cold, like, death scene where you're waiting for it. Number two...
Cold open, that's a good name for a death scene.
Yeah.
Because then they're cold. Because
then their bodies are cold.
And you have to open them for an autopsy.
Number two would be Final Destination 5. That bridge scene is so long and terrifying.
Yeah.
And it has everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, like, the dude swimming and then a car landing on him in the water. So
that's
good.
Too crazy.
The girl that falls, she slips, falls straight down, looks up. She can't see because her glasses broke, and a car just flips down and crushes her. Oh,
the
man.
The girl that gets impaled on a sailboat.
Yep. Yes. Yep. And her guts pushed straight out in 3D. It popped. And it made it, like, it gave me like vertigo. So not only did it scare me with the desk and like make me jump, but how high up it was.
It was the way it was shot.
It used 3D because I saw it in 3D.
Same.
And, it used 3D so much better. It just looked so much better than the fourth.
Four
one.
Was just, so
fourth
bad.
One seemed cheap.
It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was so cheap.
And number one is Final Destination 2.
Did we all say 2? As our
two's
first
number,
no, I did
Betsy
one.
Said
I
one.
Did plane for my first one.
2 is it's the iconic opening. It establishes the chain reaction. It was all the practical effects where like all the cars were flipping. You could feel that wood go through.
Logs. Yeah.
The logs.
Those logs, goddamn
and
it.
Like you with the plane thing. The plane thing scares me, but there is Final Destination 2. It's what you said. Steve, of like every time I'm on the highway and I see a big rig, I think of the wood coming at me and pushing
anytime
me.
Anytime there's something in a pickup's bed,
it happened to me on the way here.
It did.
It on the way here. There are a bunch of porta potties on a truck.
What an awful way.
And we said what your death line would be.
What would it be?
I don't have time for this shit. Like, the main character would be in the car in the passenger seat, and he'd be like trying to explain to me like death's rules and patterns, and I wouldn't be buying it. And my line would be like, "Death, patterns, fate. What are you talking about? I don't have time for this shit." Splatters across the windshield.
Yes.
I lose control.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's what I see it. You say that I don't have time for this shit, and you pick up a cup you've been drinking out of, and you're like trying to use your tongue to get the ice out, and your tongue pokes a hole in it. And then when you slam it in the back of the truck, the cup goes into your mouth like a funnel, and then all the porta potties tilt over, and you're stuffed full of shit, so your belly swells.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you actually crawl out of the crash. Okay.
Yeah.
You crawl out. You crawl out. Suddenly you say, phew, I'm on, hold on.
This is all I'm saying it. I'm saying phew.
Hold on.
You're like writing options out and crossing them out. You hand it to a friend to punch up.
You say, I'm not bored anymore.
And then
a billboard slams on you and you explode
and spray shit and body parts.
Like a shit pinata.
Is it 3D? So shit and body parts are flying at
the And then the same thing happens to another person that happened to you with your shit.
Yes.
So they were drinking and
the cup goes in their mouth like a funnel.
Fills up with your shit.
And it goes all the way down the 101 from here to
everyone doing
from
it.
Here to Magic Mountain.
But wait, you're not dead yet. Even though you exploded, crawl around and there's still that misdirect moment of like, oh, he's fine after all.
And I live.
And you live.
And you made it.
They only survived.
And then it cuts to inside a Red Robin and they see all this stuff happen. They look at their server and they go, check, please. And then the check is so expensive, they have a heart attack. And that was the person we were following.
I like
and that's
that.
Our lead. That's perfect.
That's
our lead.
That's our rankings. What are yours? Let us know.
Yeah,
let
please.
Us
let
know.
Us know.
Oh, I have to say something about the bridge.
No.
Never mind. I was in Vancouver and I was getting on a bus. Well, I was on the bus and we were going towards a bridge. And I was like, that looks so much like the Final Destination 5 bridge. And it was a bus, like it was like a charter bus, just like the bus they're on. And so, of course, I searched it on my phone. And this was international and I didn't have international data. So I was paying money for this.
So used it.
And it was. I was on the Final Destination 5 bridge in a bus, just
like
it.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Ew.
Next to, what was the guy's name who played the main main kid, that guy who did like five movies.
Oh yeah. Well, he's in he's on that NBC show now. He's on Trial
Law.
And Error. Law and Order.
Oh, that's what he's from.
Yeah.
He's that just blew my mind. He's been in a ton.
He's like in old episodes of The Office, and it really blew my whole mind. Cool. So
let's
now,
get into these deaths, man.
Yeah, we're gonna talk some deaths.
Top five deaths.
We're just gonna share some deaths that are our favorites. I guess we're gonna see if we agree or disagree on them.
And we all know number one is gonna be the shit death that you just
made into Red Robin.
Your shit death.
I might get these out of order, so that's okay. Say them out loud, but I might rearrange as I talk, or I might change my mind afterwards.
Right. Okay,
to do that because there's some good ones, and my number five. A lot of these are from the third, which is funny because it was like ranked in like in the middle of our rankings. Like nobody put it like super high,
but
a lot
of
my deaths are from it.
Number five.
The subway crash at the end of the third one.
Oh right, they like almost survived.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'd say the subway crash of the third one is better than the opening of the fourth one. Like that subway crash is better than
NASCAR.
Better than NASCAR.
Because remind me what happens. They get down to the subway.
They cheat death.
They cheat death.
And then they're all
they're
on the subway.
Cash.
And then they're living cash. And then she's like, oh, this is weird. Like my sister and her friend who should have been on the roller coaster and like all these people are like all on the subway together. And then I'm sure a homeless person with a guitar starts playing a John Denver song. Mm-hmm. I'm certain of it.
Oh the Oh yeah, of course. Like John Denver died in a plane crash.
And then the big subway accident happens. And that, like at one point, somebody gets thrown out the window as the subway is the car is up against the wall. So they just get like grinded out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then like she realizes it's all a premonition, but she doesn't get off in time. So the movie ends
with
the subway.
Isn't someone like under the train too? Isn't someone like on the tracks?
It ends like she gets thrown out. She survives. And then her foot's like stuck to the tracks.
Yeah.
And so she gets hit. That's when she comes back from her.
Wow.
Also,
gross.
Speaking of ending scenes that are better, the fourth one has that big explosion in the movie theater. And at the mall, that's better than the NASCAR opening.
Better. That seems rad.
So my five will be Subway Crash.
I was meant to see this movie.
But does that explosion happen, or is it? It's averted because isn't it like a dream death?
It's a dream death, but then she doesn't get off the subway in time. So when it cuts to credits, it's just as you hear the crash.
Right. Oh, I know. And now I meant the movie crash.
But the explosion.
Oh yeah, the movie crash doesn't really happen.
The movie explosion never actually happens.
He stops it when he's fucking nailed to the wall.
Three quarters of the fourth movie are people not actually. Dying.
Yeah.
Like, that should still count as a death, I think.
So, yeah.
I think dream death should.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So Subway number five.
So
number
chill
four.
Out, Mono.
Number
Mono.
Four is Mono's favorite.
Number four.
The tanning beds.
Oh,
all those titties.
That's in my top five.
Yeah. All
sure.
those.
Oh, yeah.
It's also a great
burning titties.
It also does a great job of using all the things that we want in a Final Destination. We want somebody to be nearby, but distracted.
That's the
We want the doctor
the
to leave, the expert to leave, and they're outside not knowing what's going on. You've got a toothpaste tube that was like, or not toothpaste, suntan lotion. Yeah.
Suntan.
They were sunning
there like,
with toothpaste.
Aren't there like drinks condensating much?
Which leads to gauges going up, which is always an important
gauges.
Part of Final Destination.
Uh-huh. Gauges are
hot.
Everywhere.
It's getting too hot, which
All
I've
right.
never seen.
We should
like,
come up
I've
with
never
a drinking
seen that
game.
In real
yeah.
life.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's a great one. But also, I can't believe I'm putting it four because it's the best part of any movie.
Oh.
We have a shot, like a bird's eye shot of the two tanning beds on fire, their arms failing.
It's crazy.
Crossfades to their white caskets right next to each other at their funeral.
Oh my God.
They were buried together.
Also, I'm not even done talking about this death because
it's so good.
The glass like
favorite.
Explodes mm-hmm. in the tanning beds.
Yeah,
because it gets
their
so
faces.
Hot.
Yeah.
Their faces.
And it's not even just that they're burnt mm-hmm. via UV rays. Yeah. It's fire.
Yeah.
It's clamped down by like a sign. Mm-hmm. Like the tanning beds clamped.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so nuts. I love it.
It's
so,
so
scary.
Good. It's
because
yeah.
I think of that all the time when I go tanning. No, I never go tanning. But like whenever I see anything like that, I'm like, how can this get stuck?
Betsy, also, you're so dark. You've gotta stop going.
Tan mom.
It's Tan mom. Bitch.
Tan mom.
I want to be the next tan mom.
Their names, by the way, are Ashley and Ashlyn.
Is that smart or dumb? Sometimes I don't know.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Funny?
It's right
Funny?
On the cusp.
Yeah. Makes
for
sense.
You?
Funny.
Funny. I think it's pretty good. It's almost also pretty realistic. Okay, what's next? Those are two.
I love the idea of a guy on set being the gauge master. Yeah. Like, well, we gotta shoot this soon. Get the gauge master.
I'll
in
also
here.
Say the other, gauges are heavily featured. You know who else gets a lot of work from Final Destination? Fans. Like, yes. Like they always need something to get something to another place.
Yes.
And like an open fan blade is very popular yes. in the series.
Yes.
My third, also from Final Destination 3. Number three. Nail gun at Home Depot.
Oh.
From behind, it nails her hand to her skull from
like
behind.
This happens.
She goes like this.
That's yeah. the longest nail in the world. Mm-hmm.
It's so gross.
And that's another great one with like the all the setups with, of like how yes. is it all going to happen.
Yeah, and
like,
everybody
three
watching,
really nailed
right?
like, those scene buildups.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I have three more.
No. That's okay.
You can only
so
have...
So we're going to have to say that this is a top six.
No, okay.
You're going to be a top six. Because so six make, is the yeah. devil.
Exactly. My number three is in the second one, the guy trying to escape the ladder, his apartment's on fire. Again, uh-huh. great setup of everything.
Yes. Uh-huh.
My number two.
The one where he gets
wait,
like,
that
impaled,
one's,
right?
Because isn't that one yes. where he's yes. like in a kitchen and he's like
he's in
kitchen,
cooking his hand
stuff.
Gets yeah, his hand yes. gets stuck ew. In the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a magnet in the fuck. Microwave. Everything's on fire.
Mm-hmm. A magnet he in the microwave.
He finally gets out. He escapes down the fire
escape.
Yeah,
he goes
escape.
Down the fire escape.
And then
a little trip.
And he's like, oh, no. And then he slips. Ladder falls.
The ladder has a thunk
mm-hmm, but it
through
doesn't
his
hit,
eye.
Nope, doesn't hit him right away.
Oh.
Then he's
oh,
like,
it just gets lower,
oh,
right?
I'm okay. And then bam, it goes
yes.
like, but somehow it oh. does that, it stops. And then that three like extra inches it goes is just like
the fact that he
so
doesn't
fast.
Move
yeah.
more.
Yeah, I agree.
It's also a funny thing. I mean, this is such a funny thing in Final Destination, but like things that would normally just hurt you or bruise you immediately blow through your body.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't, you could argue that that a stepladder, even it would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would immediately kill you.
No. Especially because it only had like
I mean, when
three more inches to
you.
Go down. So there's no momentum for
exactly.
it to
yeah,
charge
it would be one thing
into
if it was coming
exactly.
from. But hey, when you're trying yeah. to escape death, it'll yeah. get you.
We right. don't know the, you know, in Final Destination universe, physics are just different. Like people
oh,
are
so
people are
different.
Just like, yes. our skin is just like balloon material.
Yeah. I like, yeah. the, I like yeah. to think at the top of that heavy fire ladder was Death doing like a slam dunk
yeah.
where he's like, and throws it down into his arm.
Yeah.
Like I always think of him pushing. Yeah.
The or physics.
Them. Also, death is usually wind, so it was very weird that.
Yeah, death yeah. is always wind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is a big statement, but I think the physics uh-oh. In Final Destination World are crazier than the physics in Looney Tunes.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Are you sure?
If well, not,
nobody's
okay, if
running
not,
off a cliff
if not
and then.
The same physics. There's a lot of deaths in Final Destination that are like Looney Tune Wile E. Coyote deaths.
I mean,
yeah.
in that subway, remember, she does get away because she paints a tunnel on the
yeah.
the train goes through
God
it.
Damn
and
it.
She's fine.
And then it cuts to Death, and they have a sign that says, ain't I a stinker?
I yeah. have at least two I'm going to bring up that are full
one is on my top
Looney
five.
Toonies.
One is I've.
My second is hopefully it's somebody's first. It deserves to be first.
Okay.
Number two.
Gymnastics.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
how is that not your number one?
Yes, Steve.
Because
feel
I have to make number one.
Number one.
The bus crash on the first one, just for how
oh,
fucking
when Saving Silverman
terrifying.
Gets hit.
Yeah, when
yeah
Saving
the first,
Silverman
yeah, when
gets
the
hit.
Actress from Saving Silverman gets hit.
That's all I know.
Because it was so
unexpected.
Like, and now oh. it happens all the time. Like, it happened in Mean Girls. But, like,
yeah.
the first time I remember it happening was when she's like,
so,
drop dead, and the bus hits her. And it's
yeah,
not, like, the best
my-
scene. It's not, like, the best, like, setup or, like, tension building the way that gymnastics is. But to me, it's, like, the most iconic
yeah.
of any Final
it's,
Destination.
But we have
death.
To go back and talk about the gymnastics.
Gymnastics
oh, yeah,
is the greatest.
And I want to also talk about this. Put a pin in this because there's so many things. Okay, oh, before I forget, I have to say this.
Wait, talk about the bus.
The bus.
Yeah.
All of the bus drivers in Final Destination World, I want to see the court scene.
Yes.
We're like, hi, you were driving
going
a bus.
250 miles an hour.
On a city street.
On a city
there
street
was also
that's very popular.
No, there was no stopping.
Yeah.
You drove for 42 more miles.
Not even a honk.
And you're a bus, so I have to imagine there was a stop at the intersection you were supposed to make yes. to let people on or off, because
yeah.
that's what buses
There's
do.
There's at least three I can think of notes
yeah.
where this happens, where a bus is going 300 miles an hour in a busy city street.
It was the speed bus.
I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, gymnastics.
Oh,
there's so
the
many things.
Fucking greatest.
It's so crazy. There's
so much happens.
There's a fan that plays a big part in it, or like air conditioner.
There's so many. Conditioner and a fan.
And a there's fan. The fan down on the thing.
Chalk. What's like? There's like a chalk. Nail a on. Screw. There's that nail on the balance.
Screw ball from the air conditioner and just bloop, right onto the balance beam. The balance beam.
Straight up. The balance beam alone is so scary. Mm-hmm.
There's like a live wire near some water.
Oh, yeah. That's like very loud and sparking. Where anybody would hear and see that.
Ends up doing nothing.
Yeah.
And so like that's just a thing that also happened.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
and
it's
fans. It's we already say fans.
Yep.
It's fans.
So funny how much she dances around that screw that like would just hurt. Mm-hmm. But like her foot moving around it, and that it's very funny to heighten by de-heightening.
Yeah.
Be like, ooh, that hurt. She stepped on that. Ouch.
Yeah.
But then waiting for her to die.
And like, what is what happens? Does dust get in her eye?
I just watched it, so I can tell you.
Thank you.
The screw falls down. And then another gymnast steps on the screw, so she falls, which knocks the hand chalk in front of a fan, which blows in her eyes. So she instinctively lets go of the bar to like grab her face, and when she falls, she bends in half.
How does that happen? Like, cause like I've seen it and I remember seeing it, but like she both casually and immediately breaks.
It's such
she
a
kind
good,
of like kathwomps into breaking.
Shit. Oh, it's insane.
Okay, we're watching it because this is so important. This has to be seen. She becomes both pudding.
This thing is so good. It's because
she's both pudding and also brittle, if that makes any sense.
Or
fan in the eye.
Oh, yeah, while she tries to dismantle. See, that's a very Looney Tunes day.
Yeah, that is
Looney Tunes. I could believe that she'd break her neck. I could believe that she'd die, but it's hard to believe she got
rips
bent
in half.
Backwards.
That's like when Daffy loses his beak and then puts it on backwards. It's like, I don't know, man.
Or just like gets slapped around his head and goes around a bunch of times.
Absolutely.
It's the best death.
That's what they need to do. They need to have an accordion. They haven't had a full accordion death in Final Destination
yet. Nobody's been
an
accordion yet.
I want to see Justin Long go,
a piano has hasn't fallen over on top of anyone either. And then they come out of the piano with their keys. It is weird that a piano hasn't fallen on anyone, though.
That is so
shocking.
Weird. Or an anvil.
Yeah. Shocking. And that would be like, because they're so good. That
and the death line is, music is my life.
Yeah.
Music is my life.
I'd rather die than not have piano in my life.
Yes.
What is the accordion line?
The accordion. Well, according to my...
According to Jim.
I gotta go home and watch According to Jim.
According to Jim. Okay, wow. Is that... That's a good list, Steve.
Slogger
definitive ranking. I feel like gymnastics is like the best one, but in my, I just have to give it to the bus.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the bus? One thing about the bus scene, because as you know, I have the DVD, which means of course I watched the director's commentary.
Okay.
And there are two quick shots. So after the bus crash, Ali Larter and Devin Sawa have a phone conversation, but what they're saying is very important. It's about like Death's plan and how Terry is next. Her name's Terry. And people weren't paying attention to that because they were so freaked out and talking about everyone in the theater and the test screenings was talking about the bus. So they added two quick shots of Ali Larter and Devin Sawa both putting, like dropping Alka-Seltzer in glasses and drinking it.
I remember that.
Just to give like a quick like moment for everyone to calm down before they said things that were important.
That's so smart. And that must have set like the precedent then for after a big death that would be laughed at, like with the tanning bed to cut to like the coffin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, do not have dialogue follow a big
exactly.
death.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a bathroom time scene.
Yeah.
Like then you need a bathroom scene where
like,
you're gonna go to the bathroom.
Shit now.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I love that because I remember that specifically, like, why are they taking Alka-Seltzer?
That's such an old person thing to pop. That's really clever.
Awesome. Yeah. I love the bus.
Well, I learned from getting my MFD.
Yeah.
Yes. What a funny thing to bounce back from, like the shock of the bus to the confusion of why they're drinking Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Do you remember the bus scene? Shut up. Why are they drinking Alka-Seltzer?
Amazing.
That's so good.
Great. Betsy, do you want to give us a few?
Yeah, I have a few. Gymnastics is number one for me. Tanning bed. bus hit I love so much. A big one that I really like is the eye doctor one, yes, in the Final Destination
LASIK,
5.
The LASIK one.
That's crazy.
It gets weird. The LASIK gets weird. Mm-hmm.
And
she
it's already
gets
uncomfortable
out.
To watch. Already, all the LASIK stuff, I like hate crying, eye, stuff. Eye open,
an
hard,
eye
so
wide open.
Uncomfortable.
I remember, the grossest thing.
I threw up after when I was watching The Haunting, which is like pretty boring. But when I was watching The Haunting,
threw up?
I threw up because
out of
a,
boredom,
a,
just the, to do, have something to entertain you.
Which one's The Haunting?
Owen Wilson.
With,
we watched it.
Yes, with
Liam
Catherine Zeta.
Yes.
But like there's a scene where a piano wire flicks into someone's eye.
Yes.
And it like sicked me out so much that I spewed.
There's a great deleted scene in Scary Movie 2 where Brenda gets hit in the eye, making
really?
Fun of that scene. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's in the piano.
Wait, we have it on DVD.
We have it on DVD. The best format. Sorry.
Stop the podcast. LASIK. Podcast is over. We're going to go watch a deleted
Brenda.
Scene from Scary Movie
2. Great. Brenda's the fucking
genius.
Best.
Okay. LASIK, because it's not
LASIK,
even the LASIK.
Yeah. No. She gets out.
Uh-huh.
They like, some people rescue her, uh-huh. and then she fucking trips and falls through a window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bashing into
Looney
a
Tunes.
Car.
Looney Tunes.
Her eye pops out.
And you hear a sound effect. You hear a
yes,
when it happens.
Her eye pops out, and then a car drives over it and
yeah.
squishes it. It's yeah. just the funniest. It's
I love
such
it.
A wild, fun death.
I love it. It does have one thing that I think they do too much of, which is a big like scene like that, and then like, phew, I'm okay.
Yes.
Bam, something else
I love
completely
that.
Different.
I love
yeah.
that so much.
Yeah.
And then a big one for me is the plate of glass.
Yeah.
That's very Looney Tunes.
In part
yes.
two?
Yes.
And he gets, people never yeah. get bent in natural ways. He gets bent backwards also.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
gets like, I mean, he's the closest to an accordion, actually.
He's very close.
Basically accordioned.
He's almost accordion. He's a little more of a pancake. You know when
yes.
they have a pancake with feet?
Yeah. Yes. And waddle off.
Yeah.
He's more
yeah.
of that.
Chunky.
Chunky. Yeah. Chunky's body time.
He's a chunky.
It's chunky.
It's chunky.
Turns into chunky.
I love that one. It's so insane to imagine a pane of glass that could do that.
Oh yeah. my God. Ooh, I just got
Unreal.
Chills thinking
well,
about
heavy,
it.
It's heavy glass. It's thick glass.
It's very thick glass.
That's
glass.
Why it's so thick.
His last line should have been, I see right through you.
Oh, I was going to say, the mom being like, you've got to stop being such a pain.
That's it.
Or what if it was like, Jimmy, don't go chasing those pigeons. One of these days, a giant piece of glass is going to fall right from a crane and smash you
oh,
and turn
mom,
you into a pancake
shove
with
shove it.
Well, I've told you once. I've told you a million times.
Focus groups liked it too much. I have five different ones.
Wow.
Because I'm
what? You
complicated.
Fucking freak?
Oh, but you're going to get added
is
so
your
hard.
Number one.
I know, but I just want to name five others.
Okay,
please
yeah,
do.
Great. I love it.
Okay, here are my top five. Okay, one of my top five is the racist getting
oh.
burned and
yeah.
dragged by his own tow
wow,
truck.
Wow, why can't we be friends as played?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
love it.
Final Destination 4. I like it because it's like, you know, of course, there's just the wonderful thing of comeuppance.
Yeah.
He's
he needed a lot of comeuppance because there were a lot of
he was setting up to burn a cross on this poor man's lawn because he was mad at him for
not letting him go back into the NASCAR
to the burning NASCAR stadium.
He's crazy.
They use
that
awful
racist
words
is
in
crazy.
It.
Mm-hmm.
He's awful. It's also very weird how much they use race a little too much for my taste in Final Destination.
All of them, yes.
Yes.
I'm thinking of the acupuncture
yeah.
scene.
Oh,
which is
that's on my list.
Intense, but
that's
also
on my list.
It's a pretty like yeah.
Yeah, that's on my list, though, because it's so insanely
ew.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that one, racist getting burned, is insane.
Yeah.
I like the acupuncture scene because of how wildly inaccurate it is.
Wait, and what happens in that
okay,
one?
Okay, so, like,
he
gets acupunctured with insanely thick needles, which isn't a thing mm-hmm. in acupuncture. And then he, like, is, like, reaching for a phone or something, and he falls off the table.
Oh.
And
face first into a bunch
of needles.
And then,
he's relieved.
Yes,
at
except
first.
Something happened that also made the like antiseptic, like the alcohol that was used to sterilize the needles
yes.
spill out all over the floor.
Uh-oh.
So he's laying
Flipping.
Face down
in
like
alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol with all of these
needles on himself. Wounds. But then a Buddha statue.
Yes. Well,
first, the room lights on fire. Because then his vibrating phone moves over just. And his phone looks really outdated. I'm not sure why. Maybe we'll have to dive into that later. But his phone vibrates and it knocks a candle over, which lights the whole room on fire.
Yes.
So he's up against the wall being like, oh, thank goodness I didn't get lit on fire. Mm-hmm. I still have needles inside of me and I'm in a burning room, but it's time to relax. And then
a golden Buddha statue comes shooting off of a cabinet and smashes his head.
Like smashes.
Which one was like this a in a five? Yes. Okay.
I love it because it is so perfect. That's just such great dramatic
it's
irony.
It's also another catharsis.
To get murdered by such a sign of peace.
But it's also another catharsis, like the racist guy, like watching these people that are so bad.
Oh yeah, he was really bad.
Get smushed.
Yeah,
he was awful. I mean,
the social commentary of these movies.
That's why I watch.
I mean, I think it's making up for in the third one when her Asian friend gets impaled with an American flag.
Yeah,
at like the 4th of July thing.
Yeah, I think when that happened, was Final Destination. People are like, all right, we gotta like,
you have to calm the fuck down.
Yeah,
there's such a thin line.
Well, it's a crazy thing of in this series, you have to find a way to make them not as likable. So that you're okay with them being mauled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like we have to constantly find shitty qualities about them for that.
Yeah.
So next for me is one from Final Destination 2.
Oh.
Where a character named Rory has like some sort of like fence wiring flings through him and he falls apart like Looney Tunes.
Four pieces.
And before something happens, right?
Yeah.
This one's like in a field of some kind.
What was the first part of that?
I don't
remember. It's barbed wire. So it wasn't razor wire.
No.
Yeah, and it slices him all apart.
And he like falls in different directions.
Yes.
And then a
in the fourth,
cartoon.
Are you thinking of the guy up against the fence?
Yeah,
no, but I do like that one.
Because nobody
meat.
In these movies has bones.
Yeah. Nobody has bones.
Then he falls apart in pieces, and then a cartoon butcher takes his meats and puts them in a window and says, prime cut ribeye.
And Ebenezer Scrooge goes and picks them up for the Cratchits, be like, this is a perfect cut of meat.
And but it was only for Thanksgiving.
And so, Tiny Tim eats it and chokes to death, and that was the Final Destination kill. God bless us,
everyone.
So that's three for me.
There's a lot of times in the fourth one that people get sliced.
Yeah.
Number
very good.
Two for me is going to be that mom in Final Destination 4 who gets a rock through her eye.
Yes.
After she says, "I'm keeping my eye on you too."
Yeah.
And then just like a lawnmower kicks up a rock that shoots through her eyeball.
And before that scene
there's
started,
a whole like fan misdirect.
They but also her kids were the ones that threw that rock.
Right. Her shitty little kids. So her shitty little kids watch.
Kids are awful. Is the lesson there.
And then for me, coming in at number one is a death from Final Destination 2, where a woman gets decapitated by an elevator.
Yes.
And the reason it's my favorite is there's like a 2 second shot where so she becomes what's that character from Hocus Pocus that like
the dude
who can remove
his head
his head he gets his head removed and he's like oh no
like the zombie
the zombie in Hocus Pocus there's her head gets decapitated by a closing elevator door and then there's a moment where the people pulling her away have to deal with her headless horseman body.
Yes.
Well, you also if you're gonna talk about that you also have to talk about how her head was stuck, what her hair was caught on, which
was a
basket of prosthetic hands and hooks. The man behind her.
Yes. So, holy shit. Is she in a hospital?
They're at an apartment building.
Oh,
somebody lives somewhere. And they all met somewhere. Maybe they Airbnb'd a loft. I'm not sure. And the girl is like, you've got to start looking for signs. And then the druggy guy who later gets trisected by barbed wire knocks a bunch of stuff over. And there's like a shadow of a bunch of coat hangers that looks like a man with a bunch of hooks coming out of him. And he's like, is this a sign? Hooks, man with hooks. And so all of a sudden, because the guy who's on drugs is seeing a man with hooks, they're all like, that must be the next sign. And they call her and they're like, watch out for a man with hooks. And there's a man carrying a basket of prosthetic arms with hook hands on them.
That's
and
so
she gets
stupid.
Scared and her long braided ponytail gets stuck in his basket of hooks. So she tries to get out, which gets her hands.
We'll have a guy holding a basket of hooks. Everybody will believe it.
Good day, everyone. Should we explain
the basket of hooks or why there's a...
No, I want to go home.
No, I got to get out of here. I got to drop my basket of hooks off at my ex-wife's house. She won't shut up about
it. She got all the hooks.
She got all the hooks in the divorce.
To go back to the dude
please
cutting...
Because so I have some honorable mentions.
There's like a car accident and...
That's a good one, too.
A big... One of those like hard plastic pipes comes through the car behind the woman's head.
The jaws of life.
Big PVC pipe. Yeah,
the big PVC pipe comes through behind her head, but she's okay. And then the fireman comes with jaws of life.
Sets off the airbag
and smushes her back into the thing, which is
that's what you have to give two credit for. Is like one's good and has like the sets up the concept, but two really sets up like this is what these movies are going to be.
Yes,
this is how we're going to do
it. Because one, it was more of just kind of like it feels like death is truly just hunting them down.
Yeah.
Except for the teacher in the first one, which is good. I'm surprised I listed that.
Oh, that is a good one.
The whole house.
Yeah.
Because that one like, it keeps coming for her like.
Yeah, that's the one where she pours tea into a mug, then she looks at the mug and something about it triggers her so she goes, and throws the tea out of the mug onto the floor, then puts in cold vodka, which makes the mug crack. So she drips alcohol all the way over to the computer where she puts the mug. All the alcohol drips into the computer and it starts smoking. When she goes to look at it, it shoots, explodes and shoots computer pieces into her throat. So she's bleeding. So she goes into the kitchen to grab a towel.
And the fire is like chasing her.
Yes, and the fire's chased her from the trail of alcohol.
Yep.
And she falls and she goes to grab the towel, but it's on her like knife rack. So all the knives fall on top of her and one goes into her chest, but she's still alive. But then when there's an explosion, a chair falls down and pushes the knife all the way into her before the whole house explodes.
Oh my God. It's perfect.
I have a couple more honorable mentions. The end of Final Destination 4 is so fucking crazy when the three leads are enjoying coffee at their favorite coffee shop, Death by Caffeine, when a Mack truck, and this one's even bigger than the trucks that usually blow through people.
This is the end of 4. This is, you know, we peaked at this point.
Yes, it blows through the coffee shop and it cuts to X-ray.
Oh.
Remember that scare where it just cuts to the X-ray version
of their bones breaking.
Yes, that's so weird.
It's both.
Oh, and the teeth fly out.
Yes,
One of their teeth fly out.
Because teeth was a sign, right? Like maybe. Teeth or something. I don't. He was like looking at something. He's like,
teeth. Super clear on what signs are and how they.
Yes.
And the best ones are the ones that don't try to figure.
Can
it out.
Can I throw in an honorable
mention?
Of
course.
The dude angrily working out and getting his head smushed in the weights.
Oh yes.
Yep.
I love that one.
And the blood gets on everyone.
Oh.
And there's like,
sprayed.
Yeah. All three is what's her name? She's in a lot of stuff, but that actress who's
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yes. Oh,
she's
yeah.
in the Thing remake.
Yeah.
Prequel. That movie is just her and the other guy going from place to place getting blood splattered on them.
Yeah.
Like that whole movie, all she had to do is reaction shots in different locations of blood splatter.
Yeah. That's the dream.
But that's all we needed.
That's all we want.
Someone also wakes up.
That's why I went to Juilliard.
In one of the movies, someone wakes up from a coma and then gets smashed by a bathtub.
Yeah.
Yes. Four. And that old man four? Is just sitting in that chair, just going like, oh.
It's insane.
I want to see his audition.
I would love to see it. So you're just sitting in a swing chair.
Yeah. I also want to say the death changes so much throughout the movies because it changes
sometimes
so much.
Sometimes it's wind. Sometimes it can unscrew things.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, I liked during the racist death where it like pushed the truck into gear, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it locked the doors.
Right.
Death like locked the doors and then pushed the car into gear.
Put the turn signal on, safely pulled into traffic.
Yeah.
You see it drive to like a place where there's both a McDonald's and a Sweetgreen.
Yes.
And it's like, what should I eat?
Yes.
Well, I was good yesterday, so I can have McDonald's.
My cheat day.
Nick Zano's butt gets sucked through a pool drain.
Yep. That's a good one.
Like his guts get sucked through his butt.
And that one's happening simultaneous with the car wash, which is a huge letdown.
Oh my God. It is a letdown.
Car wash.
Also, like, she never thought, maybe I'll just crawl out the trunk.
No.
She's just trying her door.
She's
the whole
very
time.
Bad yeah. at so living.
What is, I want to ask you guys with this time we have left, what is your favorite Final Destination animation film.
Oh.
Because we have our scenes and we have our openings, yeah. But what do you think start to finish would be your favorite?
I've got
to
say five.
I was going to say five too.
Five. Wow.
Okay. I feel like one is great and like sets it all up, but five does everything best.
We want.
And it does that
yeah.
cool thing at the end we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's a prequel.
Yeah.
Yes. They're it's on so the flight, cool. right?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. that's why that bastard had a flip phone.
And I yes. watched it today, and there are things, because also the Final Destination movies really like to kind of like jerk itself off with small references to other Final Destination yeah. scenes, which is crazy, because this isn't like, this isn't something that has such a huge fan base that they need to be like winking to anybody.
Said after you guys have passionately screamed for an hour about
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
but one of the girls, because I was just watching it today, and she picks up a picture that was on her work desk of her and a friend that died, and the picture is like, they were on the roller coaster from three. So clearly this would have had to happen before three.
All of this.
So there's little things like that, or like, yeah, the guy's cell phone that's super old. But mm-hmm. when I was watching it today, trying to find like clues, I'm not saying it's smart or does a good job of like showing you clues, mm-hmm. but it is a good job of never showing you like TV screens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also the LASIK scene, I would buy like, I don't know what LASIK is like now, but if this was like, this would have been 1999.
Yeah.
So like, I believe that's what LASIK was.
Yeah. yeah. For sure. Ugh. I think number five.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay. You? Cool. The one that has the biggest impact on my memory was two.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, yeah. I just remembered really liking that movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna finish. Give a quick award to worst death ever.
The worst death ever.
Okay.
Which was Devin Sawa's off-screen death.
Mm-hmm.
They like talk. There's just in a news article in the second film that's like he was crunched by bricks.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh,
and
boo.
You never.
I think it was like a fuck you to Devin Sawa for not coming back.
Oh, yeah.
But if anybody hasn't checked his Instagram, Devin Sawa got hot.
He's hot.
He's hot.
An IMDb pick. He's fucking hot.
He's zaddying really good.
He's becoming a good old zaddy.
We could talk forever. David Koechner gets killed. Sean William Scott gets killed.
Oh, yeah.
I have a worst one.
Okay.
A worst or honorable mention for best. I'm
okay.
not sure.
Okay,
it's
great.
In the fourth one. Which is a 3D movie. Final Destination 4 came out as a 3D movie. And the character, she's watching a 3D movie.
Yes.
And she says, I was meant to see this movie. And then there's an explosion behind the screen. And,
yes.
and like a pole comes out and impales her.
That's my favorite because it's one of the worst. Explosion. Like, it's such a bad setup line because all the other ones, like, I've got an eye on you. Like, okay. But then it's just like, I want to watch a movie.
Yeah, we're just like, what?
Destination 4 was the movie theater?
Yes.
I remembered very much not enjoying that.
Yeah.
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 That was like the worst one.
It has
like
fun deaths to like laugh and stuff about, but like it's the worst one.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
And the CGI does not hold up in 4.
The CGI is dog shit.
Something happened in the 2 years between 4 and 5 where like it just, it got better.
It looks like a bad TV movie.
It looked like everything was done in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
There's a part when the NASCAR races, they're outside and what you see through like the doors, it looks like Birdemic level of
It truly does. Yeah, it is bad.
Well, guys, let us know what your favorite Final Destination deaths are.
Yes.
We have too many to keep going on.
We can talk
Tell
about
us
all
which
of
ones
them.
Are great. Tell us which one sucks. Like Ali Larder's explosion in Final Destination 2.
Yeah.
Steve, thank you so much for being the.
You
are truly the FDX.
Let's hope that they put out 5 more, and in 15 years we can be sitting here talking about those 5.
Yeah.
DeVry paid off.
Yeah, thank you.
DeVry paid off.
Yeah.
How much
he did
you have to pay?
Well, no, DeVry. I paid me.
Oh.
Yeah, he paid me because he said that pretty soon the FBI was going to get him and he needed to give me all his knowledge.
Oh, okay.
So he paid me to take all his knowledge.
Oh.
And it was just Final Destination.
It was just Final he just wanted to show me Final Destination stuff and watch me go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And then he paid me $7 million.
$7 million.
Yeah. Am I correct in that? It wasn't you watching you urinate. It was literally watching you enter a lavatory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when I came out, I'd have to say, don't go in there just yet.
Yeah.
When I was going in the bathroom, I had to have the fan and the faucet running, and he did not want to hear any of that.
he didn't need to hear that.
Guys, I just had a vision.
Oh,
we should not go to the parade after this.
Oh, we're
what's
going to
happen?
You square.
Okay, yeah, you can't rain on my parade.
Oh, parades, visions.
Acid rain.
I don't have time for this shit.
All right. Well, then maybe we'll be here or maybe not.
Maybe not. We might get FD'd. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Stay horny.